La Cherté to My So Be Bold to Return to Boring, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. New Orleans FERC Commissioner David La Cherté encouraged My So players to bring their boldest ideas forward that could help return the electric industry to a more humdrum reliability baseline. La Cherté addressed My So's March 25th Advisory Committee meeting ahead of a possible second Senate confirmation, this time for a full five-year term. He commended My So on its initiatives to stand up more infrastructure in record time, including its interregional planning with SPP on the $1.65 billion Joint Targeted Interconnection Queue Transmission Portfolio. Interregional cooperation is not easy, said La Cherté, adding that single-minded goals must be set aside to improve the larger grid. The infrastructure will serve real customers, so I applaud you for that. La Cherté also called MISO's temporary, fast-tracked interconnection queue lane a focused, practical tool to bring generation online faster. He said if reconfirmed by the Senate, he would focus on making sure that every action we're taking is in furtherance of reliability and affordability. He said both must be lifted equally and that he doesn't prioritize one over the other. La Cherté said he doesn't like that the nation's risk maps look like McDonald's drive-through menus with all the vibrant, warm colors. He repeatedly encouraged MISO, stakeholders and states to be bold and bring their best ideas forward to tackle grid expansion reliably. The best ideas come from the states, not necessarily the bureaucrats in D.C., he said. He said his goal is to help the industry get back to more boring, more business as usual so residential ratepayers are neither worried they'll flip a light switch in vain nor nervous about how they'll cover energy bills. However, La Cherté told attendees that large loads cannot be wished away. He said living in an era where we're all uncomfortable will be the standard for a while and the country must strive to be a premier environment for AI growth. Second place is not the place you want to be in this landscape, he said. He also said My So made smart, disciplined decisions under pressure during the late January 2026 winter storm and that MISO deserves more recognition for steering operations during the cold snap. He noted that many gas generators performed well below their capacity accreditation during the emergency. That's not a coincidence, that is a pattern, La Cherté said. He said he plans to focus on coordination of pipeline availability and electricity demand should he return to FERC for a full term. During a later talk on what impediments the MISO footprint could soon face, multiple MISO members said gas-electric coordination will become more consequential as gas generation becomes more of a load-bearing column of the grid. Michelle Bloodworth, of Coal Lobby America's Power, said MISO should be aware of the risk of inadequate fuel supply as MISO heads toward a fuel mix shared by natural gas, wind and solar generation. She said with natural gas as the backstop, firm pipeline transportation and storage for just-in-time service becomes more essential. Bloodworth said members are going to have to evaluate a price tag that comes with replacing coal with natural gas, as on-site coal piles don't experience the dramatic price spikes that natural gas supply does during high demand. Pelican Power's Tia Elliott said gas generators need firm contracts, but added that's a matter the states oversee. Meanwhile, the Union of Concerned Scientists Sam Gomberg chimed in that MISO should formally name climate change as an operational risk. I think we need to be more proactive about responding to those trends, Gomberg said. He said simultaneous intense heat waves and droughts will test the grid by driving up demand while drying up cooling water for generation. Gomberg asked MISO to prepare a full assessment of what operating conditions might look like a decade down the road with a warmer planet featuring more volatile weather.